I want to start a new series on Kibbutz Ve'eim, and I'm not sure how many weeks we'll do, but I want to spend time on honoring one's parents, another topic on honoring one's grandparents, siblings, the mitzvah of honoring the older brother, or the oldest brother, in-laws is, of course, a very appropriate topic, and various topics as we go through. There's a lot to talk about. I don't think people learn enough about this, and very, very halacha l'maisa. So let's begin with, I want to focus on one area of halacha today, to use as a real springboard to understand the nature of the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ve'eim. So if you look at number one, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Hilchos Kibbutz Ve'eim, it's found in Yardaya, in Siman Reish Mem, Eize Mora, what's considered fearing your parents? So the Shulchan Aruch lists a number of different examples. Lo Yamod Bimkomo, a person should not stand in the place of his father, Ham Yuchalo La'amod, if the father has a special place where he stands, so then you shouldn't stand in that place. Sham besod zekenim im chaver, there's a certain, I don't know, a corner, a hangout area where they always talk with his friends. Don't hang out in the same place as your father. Oh, makom hamiyuchalol lispal, you shouldn't daven in his makom kavua. V'lo yasha b'makom hamiyuchalol lehasev bebeisa, don't sit in his chair. V'lo so says dvarav, don't contradict him. V'lo machriyas dvarav b'fanav, don't agree. He doesn't need your agreement. You say, oh, tati, your daddy, you're right. He doesn't need you to agree with him. Afilu lomar niran divrei abba, even if you say that my father appears correct, that's also considered disrespectful. And this is going to be our focus. V'lo yikra'enu b'shmo, don't call him by his name. V'lo b'chayev, v'lo b'mosa, not when he's alive, not after he's passed. Ela omer, Abba Mori. Abba Mori, Avi Mori, some combination of my father. You shouldn't say my father Reuven, just my father. That's how you should refer to him. So we'll go through different examples how this works. But there's interesting Ramosha. Ramosha writes in Yerdeya, Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuflam and Gimel, the Chol Zeb Estam. This is only true in a Stam situation that you should not refer to your father by name. Aval Kishem Machal Aviv O, if your father either is Mochel Badaver, he foregoes the need to respect him, O Biadua She'eno Makbid, or you know with certainty he doesn't care that you call him by his first name, Ein Le'eser B'chol Eilu, don't prohibit any of these, you are allowed to call him by name. So if your father says, call me by my name, Reuven, so you could call him Reuven. That's what the din is. And we'll go through that in just a second. But what's really interesting is, he quotes from Ayin B'Rabbi Kivi Eger in Sif Yotes B'Shem Harad Baz. It's brought down in the Pesach Teshuvah as well. Even when your father or mother is Mochel B'Davar, Mitzvah Ika Af B'Mochel Av Akvod. There still exists a mitzvah to honor them even though they were Mochel. And therefore you should be careful even if they are mochel on calling them by name. Now some take it even more extreme, that if they are mochel, not only is there a mitzvah to still call them by their by Abba Mori, but it would be a bizayon to call them by their first name even if they're mochel. So this doesn't make any sense. If they're mochel bedavar, av shemachel kvodo, the din is kvodo mochel, he's mochel. So if it's mochel, so why is there still a mitzvah to honor them? And why is that a why is there a violation to disrespect him if they're a mochel b'davar? If I'm mochel you to tear my clothing, you could tear my clothing. There's no isser b'davar. Take my shirt and rip it. I give you full permission. So then you're allowed to. There's no isser. So how come by kibbutz ve'eim there is still an isser even after the mechila? That's number one. Number two is just halach l'maisa. This is why I want to get to really the bottom line. When a person gets called up for an aliyah, so you have to say your name and the parent's name, so Reuven ben Yaakov. So Reuven says, my name is Reuven ben Yaakov, so how do you say ben Yaakov? How is that allowed? Isn't that mentioning your father's name? So how do you understand the Mechila? And secondly, how does one get called up to the Torah without having to say his father's name? So let's... Not that I'm familiar with. No, the Gemara says an example, Tamil Chacham, that's Mochel Kvodo.
No, I'm not talking about that. There's a thing, you can't just be Mochel on something. You can't just say, well, I don't care about this because the Torah says a book.
No, if that's
clothing, a... You carry your clothing while fascist, so even though you have permission, you may not be allowed because there's another issue.
That could be involved if there are other Yisroim. But then, so how come then when it comes to Tamil Chacham? The Gemara says, Tamil Chacham, Shemochel Kvodo, Kvodo is Mochel. Right. Because Torah today, he learned his Torah, so he has the right to forego his Kavod. So that's allowed. So why don't we say, the Torah says it's us, so you have to show respect to a Talmud Chacham. So what you're getting at is really the point. We'll elaborate on this idea in just a second. So there's a fascinating Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is commenting on the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av Ve'eim. And if you read in number 3, he says, Mitzvah Aseihi, Kichol mitzvos sheba Torah le'inyan tshuva the tshuva mechaper. We know tshuva is always mechaper. You do an avera, you ask for slicha mechila v'kapara, and you get granted tshuva. So the Minchas Chinuch writes mikol makom ani mesupak. I'm in doubt. Lefia mevor b'Rambam, that which the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva b'Shas, Gemara tells us, de'avero shebein odem l'chavero. If I steal from you, if I insult you, that's a bein odem l'chavero. Lo mahani tshuva. Tshuva doesn't work, nor does lo yom ha-kippurim work, ad she'iratze es chavero, unless I ask for ritzoy. So if I stole from you, it's not sufficient to return the money that I stole. I also have to appease you and say, are you mochel me? You need to return the money and also ask for mechila. Imkain, if that's true by mitzvah asay, or mitzvah ben adam chavero, be mitzvah zu, the mitzvah of kibud av aim, se shal kibud dehu nosef, this is what Moshe Harris is getting to, the gzeres akasev hu, de nosef al kibud kol adam. There's a different element when it comes to kibud av aim. It's not only, or may not even be at all, a mitzvah ben adam chavero. How do we categorize honoring one's parents? Is it categorized as it's between me and my parents? So that's Bein Adam L'Chavero. Or perhaps it's something greater. Perhaps you're saying a chok. It's a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Makom. So the Minchas Chinuch writes here is, De Be'Adam Acher Ein Iser El Letzaro. When it comes to you, my friend, I can't be Mitzaro you. That's Ona. But I don't have to respect you. I could call you by your name, Reuven, Shimon, and so on. So this is something unique to my parent. If it was really a Bein Adam L'Chavero, this should apply to every single person, which it doesn't. V'chan, here, the mitzvah l'chabdo, imelo kabdo, efshir dehirak mitzvah ha-makom baruch hu. So perhaps the mitzvah of kibah v'aim is simply a chok from Shemayim. V'lo Bein Adam L'Chavero. So this is the chakira that the Minchas Chinuch presents. How do we categorize mitzvah kibah v'aim? Is it a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Chavero? Or is it mitzvah ben adam l'makom? What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, do I need to ask mechila for my parents? When I, if I don't wear tefillin, or if I violate Shabbos, so I don't have to ask mechila from anyone, I just do tshuva, I'm better. So if the mitzvah of kibra ve'aim is really a ben adam l'makom, so as long as I feel bad, I do charata, I say I'll never do it again, I don't have to ask mechila for my parents. But if the mitzvah kibah v'aim is really a mitzvah ben adam l'chavero, so then we have a klal that any time there's a violation to another person, that I do need to ask mechila. So this is a very important nafkamina between whether or not it's a ben adam l'chavero or a ben adam l'makom. So how do we paskin? So if we take a look at number 4, the Sefer HaChinuch. The Chinuch himself tells us, what's the reason? We know the Chinuch writes the reasons behind every single mitzvah. What's the reason behind the mitzvah of Kibud av va'aim? So he writes, Mishar she mitzvah zu, she roi lo la adam, she yakir v'yigmol chesed, l'mi she asa imo tova. It's about showing appreciation. From the fact that our parents brought us into the world, from the fact that our parents have raised us, supported us, and did everything for us, to be gomel, to be makir tov, that's the reason why we have such a mitzvah. That would indicate it's a mitzvah ben adam l'chavero. They did something for me, and I need to show appreciation back to them. The Rambam says the same thing. The Rambam in Perish Mishalos and Maseches Peah, he tells us, number 5, Inyan Amru, Ochel me peroseyan va'keren kayames lo. One who eats, we have the different mitzvahs that you're able to enjoy in this world, and there's also keren that lasts as well. Hu mash omer l'cha ko mitzvos nechlekos chaluka rishonu l'shnaim. There are two basic categories of mitzvahs. Chelak b'mitzvos hamyuchados la'adam ba'atzmo beino ben Hashem. There's one category which we call bein adam l'makom, between me and Hashem. Kigon tzitzis, tefillin, which I think means tefillin, hashabbos, avodah zara. And then there's a chelak of mitzvos atulios b'tiknos yachse b'nei adam zemze, a relationship between me and another person in this world. And the examples he lists is kigon ha'azara al-gneva, not to steal, ona, Asina, hatred, and natir, atzivul ava zedze, shol nirma zedze, shol yamon echad mimenu al nedzek hasheni, v'lechabed ha-horim v'chachamim shem avos hakol. I'm just, I got stopped for a second here. I never noticed this Rambam before. There's actually a complete side topic now, but just dawned upon me right now. the beginning of Maseches Baba Kama, we have a din of Arba Avos Nezikin. You can't damage. You're not allowed to damage anyone's property. So the Gemara and Pesukim never talk about any Isser. So it's unclear. Is there an Isser? Is there an Isser to be Mazik? So Rambam clearly writes here that there is an Isser to be Mazik. There's an Isser for sure. Then they figure out, well, if there is an Isser, then what's the source of such an Isser? So the Kiyas Yaakov writes in the beginning, Baba Kama, V'haftal Yerecha Kamocha. That's the Isser. It's based on the Beidan L'Chaveiro. The Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning of Maseches Abo said it's based on Lo Sigzol. I can't steal. By me damaging is stealing your property. It's taking something away from you that you're not able to use. So I just never noticed with the Rambam here that he also calls it an Isser to Mazik someone else. He just doesn't tell us what it's based on, but there's an Isser. For our purposes here, though, the Rambam clearly lists as an example of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is the mitzvah to mechabe one's parents. So the Rambam in Sefer Chinuch categorizes it as a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Ramban now, in next week's Parshin, Parshas Yisrael, begins to now slide over a little bit to maybe being a Bein Adam L'Makom. We'll see clearer in the Kli Yakar that he says it is Bein Adam L'Makom. The Ramban writes as follows. Number 6. Kabbalis Avicha, Hinei Hishlim Komasha Anu Chayavim, B'divrei Abore Ba'atzmo Uchvodo. We've just completed the first four divros, which all spoke about us, Bein Adam L'Makom, the Shabbos, Anochi Shem Lokecha, and so on. The Chazar, now, we're turning to another category, says the Ramban, Litzavos Osanu, to command us, Bin Yonei HaNivram, with respect to people that are created, human beings. The Hitzchil Min'av, we're beginning the category of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, number 6, the 6th divra, from Kibud Av Va'Em. Why is that the 6th one? Shula told us of Ki'inyan Bore Mishtate Biyitzira. Because our parents are partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring us to the world. Ki Hashem Avinu Harishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our first father, and Hamolid Avinu HaAchron. And our biological father is the next father. So he's having, there's a transition here. But the Ramban clearly indicates that is a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, it's number 6, but it's linked, it's connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that they were part of the creators of each of us in this world. Now the Kli Yakar takes it one step further. Kli Yakar writes, in number 7 here, he says, Chomesh Dibros Rishonos HaMedabrim B'Chavod HaMakom Baruch Hu. The first 5 Dibros, which includes Kibud Av Va'Em. He says, "Mitam zet bein adam l'makom." Even bein adam l'makom, even kibrav kavitzavicha esimecha is considered a bein adam l'makom. Mitam zet. For this reason, it says in each of the 5 dibros, the first ones, "Bekulam Hashem lokecha." Take a look inside. It says Hashem lokecha by each of the first 5 dibros. Velo hiske Hashem. It doesn't mention Hashem's name bechol chamesh dibros acharonos in the last 5, which are medabrim b'dvar mishbein adam l'chaveru. So we see that the mitzvah of Kibrav Va'em is considered Bein Adam L'Makom. So the Kli Yakar writes, U'mitzvos Kibrav Va'em, Afa Pishu Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, but it's between me and my parents, it's a human being. Mikol Makom, Mitzvazu Nogas Gam, B'Chavad HaMakom Baruch Hu. It also has to do with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Fisha Shlosha Shutvin Ba'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Aviv V'Ima. The 3 partners, the Gemara and Kedushin tells us. And the Gemara need to explain how they partner. So the Gemara says that everything in the body, the anatomy, anything that has to do with white, the bones and the eyes and the nails come from the father. Everything that's red or reddish, the blood and the skin, the hair, that comes from the mother. And the neshama comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the 3 partners that we have. So that's what it means. So obviously our parents are not God, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives man the power to do God-like things, like creating, procreating, having children. Like a Kadosh Baruch Hu allows us to build and to plant and to create things. So having children also is a godly type of action, a godly mitzvah. So our parents aren't God, of course, but they're compared to in this regard. And for that reason, there's a combination of a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and a Bein Adam L'Makom. So it's on the first category, first 5 Dibros. It's kind of like Makom, but it's a transition to the next 5 Dibros, which are Bein Adam L'Chaveiro.
Basic on these 2 categories, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, Bein Adam L'Makom, but is there any way you can also say it's Bein Adam L'Atzmo because it's an extension of you? And I realize that these are the 2 main categories, but I don't know, you know, the same way you couldn't do certain things to yourself, you have a certain netiyah towards your parents also. now depending on relationships, I'm saying generally speaking, it's a natural, you know, inclination you have to whether have Hakar Satov or just to want to
as beside yourself, not because your parents per se.
Because your parents, and again, I'm sure relationships have a major, you know, factor in that feeling also. But just assuming everything being
and there there could be an element of that, and maybe this helped bring out the point a little bit. There's a Gemara that says, I think it's Rehuda. Rehuda says, "Kol misherotel liyos chassid. Whoever wants to be a chassid should learn the milay of avos." And some say you should learn nezikin, and some say you should learn brachos. That's what Gemara says. Either avos, nezikin, or brachos. So why those three? So some of the Achronim explain because those are the three different categories. Nezikin covered bein adam lechavero. When it comes to brachos, that's bein adam lemakom, to saying bracha to eat Hashem's food. And avos are a person's midas, derech eretz, which is bein adam latzma, his own, how he acts. So what John is suggesting here is that maybe the idea of kibbutz ve'aim is not so much as a karas tov to the parents, it is, but it's also about yourself, about your own midos, your own derech eretz. There could be some element of that. I haven't seen anyone who said that.
And even more so when it's not a good relationship also, you would assume also, because then it really counts because it's against your...
Right, so I'll have to see those cases. We're not going to talk about today, but there are sugyas. The Gemara Makos talks about showing kavod to a parent who might be a rasha. It's about a gol hadam. So let's say, could a child be a gol hadam for his own father? Let's say his father killed the grandfather. So now you are the next in line to protect your grandfather. So now you're the gol hadam after your father. How does that work exactly? So there's a big discussion in Makos we'll go through. Or let's say situations where, you know, your parent tells you to do something you shouldn't be doing. Or let's say there's a fight about, do you want to learn in kolel? They don't want you to learn in kolel. So we'll get to those things. What element of respect still lasts when there's some machlokas? Right, exactly. So hopefully we'll get through over the next few weeks some of these interesting topics.
And just respectfully disagree. There you go.
Possibly. We'll see if that even works, though. So so right now what we have is two basic categories, perhaps a third category of kibud av va'im. So how does this relate to everything? How does this relate to mechila and referring to a parent by name? So let's look at mechila. The Gemara, the Mar Malkum number 9 here, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Osir la'odim lahachbid olo al banav uledaktek b'chvodo imahim. This is something extremely important, which I think many, many Jewish fathers don't take this into consideration. You don't want to add an additional ol to your parents, to your children. They have enough to do, certainly in this day and age where the children are very, very sensitive and fragile, much different than the way we grew up. Kids are very, very sensitive nowadays. And you know, to say, I'm giving you a mitzvah. You know, I'm giving you a new mitzvah now by telling you to get the water for me or not to let you sit in my seat. Okay, we don't live in, unfortunately, a generation that works necessarily. And this is, Mechaber wrote this, and, you know, in the 1400s he wrote this. That Asur la'odim lahachbid olo al banav uledaktek b'chvod imam. To be so particular about your chair, about this, about that. If it's mevazi you, it's a different story. We'll get to not today, but if he's mevazi you, if he curses you, if he hits you, that's a different story. We're talking about just stam. He sits in your seat. Don't make the biggest deal. There's an Indian to keep a seat. It's brought down Shulchan Aruch. But to be so medaktik, so what does he say? Shelo yavim lidei michsho. Because if you are so medaktik, it's going to be a stumbling block for you. So it's going to cause you're at fault here. The Gemara Makos talks about how, a child, you should never hit a child, because you hit a child, you're going to cause him to hit you. Ah, but you have to discipline him. Okay, but sometimes, look what the Shulchan Aruch writes. Sometimes he says, Ela yimchol v'yalim eina mehem. Sometimes, just look the other way. Close your eyes and look the other way. You saw your son sitting in your seat? Look the other way. You saw your son talk to his sister, brother, something bad about you, and it really bothers you? Pretend you didn't hear it. Sometimes you have to balance between what you know and what you don't know. Because Sha'av Shemacha Kvodo Kvodamacha, it works. The Mechila does work. And the Chazon Ish writes, he says, even though we have to mochel sometimes and look the other way, it's not in front of you, he says, Nir de'ein roi limchel tamid. Don't always be mochel. Dim lokein hayukula mochlim. So you have to have a balance. I would not advise a person to just let, you know, your child just sit in your seat all the time and, you know, call you by the first name. There has to be a proper balance of standard. And sometimes you have to know when to look the other way. Each child, of course, is different. But this is incredibly important that mechila works and you should take advantage of that mechila. So Pischei Tshuva says, even though Mechila does work, this is what we referred to before, in number 11, Aval mikol makom akati mitzvah ika ayin sham. There still is a mitzvah. So let's say you're, you know, right now we have two different relationships. We are parents, and we're also children. So as parents, I'm telling you, sometimes look the other way. As children out to your parents, even if your parents are mochel, you should still be machmir, to show kavod to them. Because there's still a mitzvah. So now the question is, why is there still a mitzvah? If they're mochel, and we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch that mechila works, so why is there still a mitzvah? So if you look at Shevet Levi Rav Osner, number 12, I think this will come clear and everything will come together. He says that Ha'av Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Machal, that a father or mother who forgoes his honor, the honor is Machal. I am a Chuas Marim Shik. Marim Shik writes in Yoredeya Simon Reishit Ches, Nistapik HaShoel. The Shoel was questioning Be'av Shemachal Kvodo Im Yochal Lachzor M'michilasa. And your father says, okay, sit in my seat. Could he retract? He says, you know what? I take that back. Can he be chozer in a mechila? So he says, Achrei sha'go neherich bazeh. It's a very long tshuva. Asik ladina, halach lamaisi paskins, de'ein b'chavod av ve'eim shibud haguf. There's no shibud haguf on the child. Shenema kvar machal lo shibuda. That you just got rid of the mechila. It doesn't work like that. A shibud is as follows. What's a shibud? A shibud is a monetary lien between two people. If I owe you money, so you have a shibud on my property. So if you're mochel the shibud, I don't have to pay you back. Honoring parents is not a shibud where a person could be just mochel. Get rid of the shibud. It doesn't work that way. Ella, how does it work? Writes Rav Osner. De'ein mitzvot kibud av ve'eim the kavod harav ella shibud habore v'ashem tziva. As Moshe was saying before, that it's not to honor that your parents have the right to be mochel the kavod. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's commandment. The parents are an extension of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mitzvah bein adam l'makom. So they have no right to be mochel in the first place. It's not a shibud that you say, okay, don't pay the loan. There's an obligation from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I can't tell my child, don't wear tefillin. It's not my right to say, don't wear tefillin. I can't say, don't wear tzitzis. I can't say don't keep Shabbos. That's not my right. So too, he says, I don't have the right to say, don't honor me. It's not my mitzvah. It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah. And he writes, Im kein lo shayach kan geder mechila. So mechila doesn't work. So now you have to ask the question. Well, didn't the Shulchan Aruch say mechila does work? So he says, when mechila works according to the Shulchan Aruch, it was ela geder harenu ki'ilu hiskabalti v'rezeritzonim. It's as if I accepted it already. You know, when I asked you for the water and you said no, so I said, okay, I'm mochel b'davar. I'll consider it as if I accept that you gave me a glass of water. But I can't unequivocally say, don't honor me. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvah. No, if I owe you money, I owe you $10, you say, okay, kilos kabalti. It's as if I accepted it. So that you could do. I could say, okay, it's as if you did the mitzvah for me. But to just across the board, categorically say that there's no mitzvah of kibrav ve'eim, that can't be true. Because kibrav ve'eim is a mitzvah not only bein adam l'chavero, but also mitzvah bein adam l'makom. So now we understand this Pischei Tshuva in Rav Moshe. When Rav Moshe says that I can be mocha and tell my children call me by my first name, there's still a mitzvah to call me Abba, Daddy, Tati, because there are two elements here. There's the element of Bein Adam L'Chavero, that much I can be mochel. But the element of Bein Adam L'Makom, that I can be mochel. So that mitzvah still exists, of still honoring your parents, even after you've been mochel. These are the two dinim here. Now, even though mechila does work, I can be mochel my children, and yet still my father can be mochel me, I should still show honor to him. There is a line. There's only so much that won't be mochel. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah here, the Kesef Mishnah writes, Kasev harivash b'shem harayvid, the Gemara, even though, she'amru b'perek ha'kedushin, harav shemachal kvodo kvodo machal, when a rav, tamun chacham, is mochan, is kavod, don't honor me, hainu midi deles be'bizayon. The mechila only works so far as long as it's a matter that's not going to disgrace him. Ela shebe also dvarim she'adam chayv linog bo covered machmas terasso. Only it matters that you show honor because he's a talmid chacham. Could go la'amud mifanav to stand in front of him. Chayotzi bazeh. To rabbi could say sit. You don't have to stand for me when I walk in. The rabbi could say that. Aval al bizyono in yachal limcho. But his bizayon to disgrace him, to let them be mevazim in a perm spiel, to let them throw a pie in his face. That's a bizayon. Adrabba also lo limchal. He's not allowed to. Shatora mizbazes bekach. The Torah is disgraced by that. And when it comes to a talmid chacham, there are two elements. There's beinam lechavero. There's also how he represents the Torah. So he could say, okay, don't stand for me. That's fine. Don't stand for me. He could say that. But to allow him to be disgraced up there, that's not his right. He doesn't have the right to do that. When I was in Chicago a few weeks ago, so someone shared with me that when Rav Rishaiman came to visit a number of years ago to Skokie, so they asked him, the Rebbeim asked him in the Skokie Yeshiva, or Yeshiva as they say there, if the Rebbeim were allowed to play basketball with the Talmidim. So he said no. And it's a bizayon to the Rebbe. So the Rebbeim didn't know what to do. Rav Shimon passed and they can't play. So they asked Matthew Salomon afterwards what he felt about the matter. Do you agree with Rav Shimon or do you disagree with him? Matthew said, of course I agree with him. But you're not the type of Rebbe he's referring to. you're the Rebbe in high school that takes him to meet another Rebbe where they can't play. You know, Rav Asher Arieli in the mirror, Rav Asher Weiss, they're not going to play ball. For the high school Rebbeim, the guys in yeshiva, they can play ball. The different levels of Rebbeim. So there's certain, depending on who the person is and where they stand, so there's a certain point where you could be mocha b'kavo, but then there's a certain bizyonos. So for a Rebbe to play in a yeshiva, that's not a bizyon. That's how to build a relationship. But you know, have Rav Asher Weiss, have Rav Shechter start playing basketball, that might be a bizyon to them. So not to them, but to the Torah that they represent. They're just trying to understand what was going on. Either way, we see here that the Torah, that they're mocha b'davar, you can be mocha, but you can't let yourself be b'zayon. That's when it comes to a rough. Because l'may damrina, it's similar to that which we say, ha'av shemachal al kvodo, kvodo macho. A father, a mother, can be mocha on their kavod. D'lekele meymar sheyehe av yachal limchol leben. But a father can't tell his child, sheyomor lo divrei charufim gedufim, to allow the child to curse him, that's certainly not allowed. So we see there are different levels here. There's two dinim. There's the din of Bein Adam L'Chavero, that is in the rights to be mochel, but then there's the din of Bein Adam L'Makom, and that's the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he does not have the right, and that's based on any bizyonos to the father, or to the Rav, would be certainly aser. And that's where Moshe was saying that even though a parent might be mochel b'davar, to call him by first name, nonetheless, you should still respect him because it's still a mitzvah. There's still that element of Bein Adam L'Makom that still is present. So L'maisa. So L'maisa, what happens when you get called up for an Eliyah? How do you say your father's name? So the Pesachei Tshuva writes, number 14 here, V'lo Yikrenu B'Shmo, you shouldn't call him by name. He writes, Nir Eli, it appears to me. D'im Acherim Sho'al Mimenu Ben Mi'at. If someone asks you, who's your father? Tell me your father's name. Mutter lomer lehem ben Reb Ploni ani. Reb Ploni ani. I am the son of Reb Ploni. V'rai lezeh, proof. Mimasha kosem maharshal b'yam shel Shlomo. Per kamet kedushin simen samechei. D'hod harosh hiskir rabo maharam mirutenberg was his Rebbe, Mishmo. He didn't say Rabbi. He said harav Rav Meir. How do you mention this Rebbe's name? Mipnei shehaya lo shar chachamim shayu rabosav. The Rosh had a number of rabbanim that taught him. Hutzach laskiro, you have to distinguish which Rebbe you're referring to here. If no one knows who you're referring to, you have to distinguish. So you could say the first name if you say Rav Meir. Uba'aviv, however, when it comes to one's father, I only have one father. I don't have to tell you my father's name. Va'aviv l'chuliyama aser. I can say my father Yaakov because everyone knows I only have one father. But how come the Tur? The Tur is the son of the Rush. So the Tur all the time quotes his father, the Rush. Hatur his gear as aviv mipneishis kiro b'lashon kavod harush. Kolmer Rosh l'chol Yisrael. Rabbeinu Asher is his name. So there's a side topic here. Can you write your father's name? So it's clear from the Pesachei Tshuva and the Yamshe Shlomo that you can't write your father's name unless it's Harav or whatever chashiv title you have. And Moshe thinks you can make it. You can write your father's name. I'll tell you about that in just a second here.
One second.
So then, in terms of this, so he says he's talking about when you refer to your Rebbe's name, so you have to say, if to distinguish, you could say the first name, Rav Yeruchim, Rav Meir, Rav Asher. When it comes to father, you don't have to. You're not allowed to. You only have one father. So how come he wrote the Rosh? Because Rosh was a chashiv title. He was the Rosh Chol Yisrael. That was a chashiv title. But he concludes here, Im Kain, Kishehutzach Lahaskiro, if you need to mention it because Shein Yodim also, they don't know who your father is, so then, Gamba Aviv Shari. But everyone knows my father, so I can't say my father's name. So if you don't know my father's name, so then I can't tell you my father's name. But how should you say it? You should say it as Reb. As Reb, so for me, it's Yonas ben Yamin, Ben Reb David Noach Halevi. So whenever the guy doesn't know, they always call my father Rav David Noach. Because they don't know I'm saying Reb, based on this Pesachei Tshuva here. It's Reb. That's why you find many places that every Aliyah they'll get, it's always Reb this, Reb that. Why? Because it's halacha. So you always say Reb this and Reb, Ben Reb that. And that's what it means when you have like, I'm not sure what's written here anywhere, but in a Matzeva it says oftentimes Beis Reish, Bar, which is Ben Reb. That guy's father wasn't a Rav. It means not Rav, it means Ben Reb. Reb is like doctor, it's a chazan, whatever it is. It's a title that you put on. That's the way a person should appropriately be called up for an Aliyah. You should say Ben Reb and then say your father's name. That gets around this whole problem. Now, with regards to Ksiva for a second, so I shared a couple weeks ago in the shul here, in the drasha a few weeks ago, about the set of shas I got from my grandfather, from his grandfather. So I retrieved it a few weeks ago and I wrote in the inside of it. It has my grandfather's name from 1885 or so. Has his name, and then it says Zev Wolf Levin, Ben David Michal Levin, then it says my great uncle's name, and then it says my grandfather's name. Then I wrote my name afterwards on the bottom. So I'm just noticing. So my grandfather sometimes he wrote Zev Ben David Michal, and sometimes he wrote Zev Bar Ben Reb David Michal. So I did whatever he did on each page. I probably should have been consistent. But this is taller in this very discussion when it comes to writing your father's name. Are you supposed to write? You can write as is, or should you write it Ben Reb or whatever title there might be. So again, Ramosha says one should be Mako, but there certainly is room for a person to be Machmi, even when writing something, to have the proper kavod.
So by Ben Chassidim, they write Harav HaChassid, Hei Reish, Hei Chas.
For everyone.
For anybody who is not a Rav,
they write Hei Reish, Hei Chas. But this is the idea. This is to show kavod, even when you write something down. So we'll get to a ger also. The ger is complicated. We'll get to it a different week about different types of relationships.
God called up his father, then Avi Mori.
Exactly. For himself, he would say Avi Mori, exactly.
That's how I was going to ask that, but if you say Avi Mori, is that enough also?
If you say Avi Mori, I mean, you don't have
Avi
to say
Avi Mori.
The name.
It should be. I'm trying to remember your name exactly. Yonasan, is it? Naftali Zev Ben Avi Mori. So whatever it is, I think the custom is to say the name afterwards, though.
I'm saying, and I heard you so many times they don't say. That's why I'm asking.
But they say Avi Mori.
My father comes and visits, so I say his name. But my brother said I shouldn't say it, so that's why I'm asking.
That even
he was just saying it wasn't covered to say his name, like
you're the gabbai.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I'll look it up. I thought the custom is to say.
And also, you're saying it says Dafka Rebbe as opposed to, Rav or.
Because Rav is an implies smicha.
Right.
So everyone thinks my father has smicha now. but no, Rebbe is just like adding something different. So we'll stop here. It's such a good question. So we'll continue with Hashem next week on one of these related topics.
Even that simple song.